Welcome to this third meditation. My name is Angelica, and whether you join me in the morning or in the evening, I hope you will enjoy this gratitude meditation. The late Louise Hay, who was an amazing teacher and who healed herself from cancer, always began and ended her day with gratitude. She took the art of gratitude and perfected it. So this is a meditation to honor her legacy and part of her practice. So let's begin by you turning your attention to your breath. I hope you've made yourself comfortable, and you can just observe whether you're taking nice deep belly breaths. With each inhale, allow your belly to come out, and on each exhale, your belly comes down. With each inhale, breathe in relaxation. And on each exhale, just let go. Breathe in peace. And exhale all struggles. And breathe in calm. And let go of everything that's in the way of calm. This is your time for relaxing, for enjoying, for letting go. And it's a time for preparing yourself for a wonderful new day. So let's make sure you're nicely grounded. Just feel Mother Earth's grounding energy underneath you. And imagine you can breathe that energy up through your feet, your legs, your spine, and bring that Earth energy all the way into your heart. And then become aware of the universal energy above your head, that vast infinite sky energy. And draw that down through the top of your head. Also bring it into your heart. And then do both at the same time. Breathe the grounding energy up. Allow the universal energy to come down. And both these beautiful shimmering energies are meeting in your heart, swirling around. So continue to take nice deep belly breaths as you contemplate how we create a good new day for ourselves. It starts with the first thoughts you have in the morning. And today will be a new day. A day as you had never before. And we always have the choice to worry about how our day will play out and what will happen with the issues and challenges that we are experiencing. Or we can expect delightful surprises and wonderful adventures. Because all of our thoughts create our future. We choose to think a thought, and the thought produces a feeling, and we believe that it is true. And our freedom lies in our ability to choose a new thought or even a new belief that then generates a new thought, that then generates a new feeling. So first of all, with your next exhale, let's release from our consciousness all thoughts that create fear and negative energy. Do that right now on your exhale. Just releasing all fear and anxiety, all anger and resentment, all jealousy and envy, all regrets and double guessing, all guilt and shame, all sadness and grief. Just let it go. Just let it be. Joyfully releasing all that you don't need or want. And every day is a new day, a new beginning. So affirm that you're willing to see yourself with approval and acceptance today. And that you're willing to allow other people to be themselves. So just repeat in your mind, I see myself with approval and acceptance today. I allow other people to be who they are. And let's begin today with thankful thoughts, like Louise Hay taught us to. Begin with appreciating the very bed you slept in or are sleeping in. Think how comfortable or warm or safe it keeps your body while you sleep and while you receive messages in your dreams, while you refresh your mind and your body. So thank your bed. Then extend that thank you to the other furniture in your home, that gratitude for all you have in your house, in your home. And then there's the miracle of electricity. How wonderful it is to have it. Think of all the things you can use because of electricity, starting with the electric light and all the appliances. So mentally thank your appliances, your refrigerator, your stove, whatever else you have in your kitchen. Just thank them and bless them with love. Feel the gratitude for having all that. And then think of that modern miracle called bathroom. Louise Hay liked to point out that even the kings and queens were not able to experience the conveniences we take for granted. And that was only a century or two ago. So we can be grateful for our bathroom, our plumbing system, the hot and cold water that's so readily available to us. The convenience and pleasure to shower or bathe our body whenever we desire. These are all miracles. And then there's other things to be grateful for. Your telephone that connects you. Bless the internet and all connections and opportunities that come with it. Like being able to listen to this podcast. Those are all miracles we take for granted. And then let us be thankful for the air we breathe and for the sunshine and the rain and the snow. Without the rain, the vegetation would die and we would have a dry, unfertile planet without food. So let us be thankful for the rain and for the seasons. Let's be in gratitude about the vegetation that feeds and nourishes us. And whenever you eat, try blessing the food you eat with love. Just take a moment to send some love to your food and really feel how lucky you are. Thank the food for giving its life to nourish you. And then think of the clothing you have, the infinite number of colors and fabrics we all have in our closet. Light, cool clothing for warm weather, warm, cozy fabrics for cold days, and say thank you for all the clothing you have. And then for a moment, think of the miracle of moving, like walking or running. How wonderful it is to be able to get up and to move to another place. And then think of all the other ways of transportation we have to choose from and be thankful for. Bikes, buses, cars, streetcars, trains, airplanes. We have our choice. And we usually take them for granted. We get annoyed when our car does not perform perfectly or when we sit in traffic. So for a moment, be grateful about your car and send it love and gratitude. And then, of course, there are people. Each person in our life is a mirror of what we have disowned and hold in our shadow. And some people mirror the loving and joyous side of us. We feel in harmony with them. But other people mirror what we judge, the patterns that on a very deep level we want to change. So the people who irritate or trigger us most, they have come into our life to teach us what we need to learn about ourselves. They all present opportunities for growth, to become more whole. So let your mind for a moment go over the various relationships you have in your life. And bless one at a time with love. And be thankful for them. All these peoples are our teachers. So start with loved ones, family, friends, then think about colleagues or people you work with, acquaintances, neighbors. They all teach us something, and we teach them something in return. So be thankful for all these lessons. Lessons in love and compassion, lessons to grow, to be less judgmental, to claim our own power, to be more understanding, loving, and patient with them, but also with us. Lessons to grow. Lessons to love ourselves the way we would like to be loved. And we cannot control other people, but we can change how we feel about them and respond to them. And it's not always easy to do this. It can be very hard at times. We do have a choice. We always have a choice to let go of issues and forgive people with love, or to stay in a lower vibrational energy of judgment, anger, outrage, hurt. And shifting your energy all starts with appreciation and thankfulness. So I'm going to be quiet just for a little moment so you can make sure you've appreciated all relationships you have. It is such a wonderful feeling to be grateful. Being thankful and grateful opens the way for more good to come into our lives. Because if we want love, we must send out love. We must think loving thoughts. If we want joy, we must think and act with joy. If we want to experience peace and calm, then we must have peaceful thoughts. If we want prosperity, we must open ourselves up to it mentally, to receiving it. If we want things to flow smoothly, we must be prepared to go with the flow. If we want to create our present and future, then we must acknowledge the ability to do so. So join me in your mind now by saying, I open up to creating an amazing day. And then join me in saying in your mind, I look forward to this day, to tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. I look forward to every day with joyous anticipation. I open up to abundance in every area of my life. Today is a great day. And then take some nice deep breaths. Feel the energy returning into your body. Prepare to slowly come back into this room in your own time, in your own way. And bringing that wonderful thought back with you that you will start your day with knowing that today is a great day. Welcome back.